Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It has been a lovely summer in Tip Tap Tip world. We're back after enjoying ourselves doing a variety of different things, which we'll get into. But
it's been a good summer, Eric. It's been pretty fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Sometimes I want to punch you in the face, but most of the time it's been good.
Okay. Cool. All right, anyways, Tip Tap Tip. Now, Rochelle, you're disappointing at a video and you're wondering what is going on. We were listening to a song called That Happy Feeling by Bert Kampfert. And I didn't have that in my iTunes library, so I just downloaded a YouTube video, which accompanies some interesting imagery, one of which is something which Rochelle pointed out, a bee pollinating a flower, which is a happy feeling. Doesn't that make you feel happy, Rochelle?
Makes me want to eat some honey.
So what have we been up to for the last month and a bit since we sat down in front of Studio A? A lot.
Is this Studio A?
This is Studio A.
Oh.
Because it's the first studio.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. We have to talk about everything that we've done?
Well, we'll give a quick view about how I had my...
balls chopped off.
Basically, we can get into that.
Yeah,
I can get into all the details.
I don't
about
really
that.
Think we need to do that. People don't need to know that. That's just gross.
All right.
We have been embracing camping summer. This has been. I'm going to call this summer our camping summer because Eric has finally just succumbed to it. He's like, this is what it is. This is what we do.
Well, I'll
we're not millionaires. We cannot afford to go to Mexico. So camping it is. And I'm so happy that you finally just accepted it. I'm so happy. You're not fighting it anymore.
No.
Eric, you actually jumped in the lake this year.
Get out of town.
Like, you never have ever done that in how many years have you been going camping to this one particular
spot? If you listen back to all of our original episodes, you'll see even one of the very, very early episodes, I go camping. And back then, I kind of had issues with it. I'll admit, didn't really like it. But
No, because you made a rule for yourself. You said, if I can't see the bottom of the swimming pool or the lake, then I'm not jumping in.
Oh,
it.
Don't get me wrong. I still am grossed out by stuff which is...
I know, but you made the rule. So then you're like, you're never going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then finally this year, what made you change that?
Here, I'll explain what happened. I was busy at work, deep in thought, during a 6-hour Photoshop job that I was doing at work. And you know, you get into a sort of state where you're really kind of focused on what you're doing, and you can also think about a lot of things. And I was thinking about camping, and part of this was spurred by Joel, who wanted me to go out for a camping trip. And I was thinking to myself, well, this is going to be a reality for the foreseeable future. These are the types of vacations that our family are going to be taking for a while, because they're...
Until we become rich, right?
Until the Tip Tap Tip money starts rolling in.
It hasn't happened in 10 years. Probably won't happen after 10 years.
I've got a plan. But anyways, I was thinking to myself, well, there's all different aspects of camping. You know, you can be more active, doing more active things, going in the lake, swimming, etc. You could relax. You could just sit around a campfire and converse with people you haven't sat in a while.
Read your favorite book.
Read your favorite
drink
book.
Drink beer all day or wine.
So I decided, let's focus on the good. Let's focus on the things that I enjoy. What do I enjoy about camping? I like sitting around. I like talking. I like just hanging out. That's the part of camping I like.
Yeah, but you also like going for runs.
Yes, I do.
Other people who run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you did that a couple times.
Did that three times, I think. Two or three times.
So, but how come you had to think about it so hard?
You know, like, Rochelle, sometimes it takes a while for me to come around. You've said,
do you know how many years it's taken you to come around? How many years have we been together?
Well, we've been married almost 10 years.
Oh my goodness. It took you 10 years to realize that camping is fun.
You know what? It's better late than never, right? You know, I could be a little bitch for the next 10 years, but I've decided to embrace, the aspects of camping that I like. And you know what? Because I've gotten it into my mind that this is what it is, it's more enjoyable. Yes, yes, baths are great. Yes, plumbing is great. Yes, like, you know, not stinking after a few days is great. But there's ways around that. You can, you know.
You know what I think people do in order to enjoy camping more?
They get drunk or get high?
No, they buy an RV.
Yeah.
Or a tent trailer or something like that.
Now, okay, so...
Because that does make it better.
So we managed to cram our family of four into a tent. And there were some concerns. How is this going to work? But in the end, it did kind of work.
What? I thought it was... Like, I really liked it. I really liked our tent setup. We had, you know, a little picnic table outside with a canopy over top of it and our little cook stove there. Everything worked fine.
You know what?
Except when it rains. Mm-hmm. When it rains, all of a sudden, everything goes to shit. Or if it gets too cold, none of that stuff works. Mm-hmm. So that's when, you know, the luxuries of an RV definitely help.
I feel like our canopy was like the hit of the summer. Everybody loved the canopy. Both are major...
I know. I don't understand. It's really not that special, but I mean, I like it. I'm glad that we bought it.
I'm glad that we own it. It's fantastic. And
lots of people have canopies. I know.
But when we went on our first camping trip, when we went camping with Joel,
we went to Buffalo Lake.
Buffalo Lake.
That's a beautiful spot. Anybody who lives in Alberta, I have never been there. Never heard of it. It's what is it? West or east of Red Deer?
It's east of Red Deer a bit.
Quite a bit, actually. But once you get there, you're like, what? This does not feel like Alberta. It's a sandy beach.
I know.
On a lake, and there's like the cutest little cabins. I wonder, we should see if there's like Airbnb rentals. I'm sure people rent out their cabins there and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because it is cute. It is really cute. And there's also like an RV parking park there, and I think you can do tents there too, but we went there May long weekend, August long weekend. August long weekend, and they had a band playing on the beach for free and fireworks, and there's a playground there for your kids. People were playing beach volleyball. I felt like I was in Beverly Hills 90210.
Really?
Well, not really. Like, kind of like the dirty sort of version of that.
Well, I was trying to mention,
it's not Vegas. Or it's not... Where is Beverly Hills? In
California.
California, yeah.
But it's funny you mentioned that because the cabin that we were staying in, which is Joel's mom's cabin, it was a beautiful place. And we think...
It was super cute, yeah.
But it was very... In a lot of ways, it was a bit of a time capsule from 20 years ago.
Oh yeah, that was you. Which loved was that.
Which was one of my favorite aspects of it. It's like, oh yeah, I remember cassettes and how you could just sit down and put on a cassette and just listen to an album, and like, you know, VHS tapes, which Bo liked, is great. It made me want to live in 1995, 1996.
Yeah, I don't think I looked at my cell phone all weekend, actually. Mm. I don't think we, and that's, I don't know, it is really nice. Yep. Or yeah, just putting on like a VHS tape, and then when it's done, it's done.
It's like,
whereas like kids nowadays, they're on Netflix. So then they're just like, oh, next, oh, next, oh, next.
It's like, here's our five VHS tapes. Hope you like them. If not, play Scrabble. Okay. It's like, yeah. That's why.
I like it that she had like a million crossword books.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah. And like ones that were like fairly easy, but somewhat, but not too easy. They were good.
Just the right amount of challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we had that weekend with Joel and his family who flew out to...
From Toronto.
If you want to hear me more of Joel, you can hear him on the other show that I do. Not quite as good as this one.
Oh, yeah, but you guys did a podcast out there, too.
Well, it's tricky, though. Like, we tried our best because between all the other things that we were doing... family-wise, and it was hard to even squeeze in like half an hour of just make me and Joel time. So
yeah, but you know what was really cool was they had a kind of like a forest in the back of their cabin and then a little bit of a clearing, and at I guess like what do you call it, dusk,
yes,
they were like, oh, let's go to the clearing and watch the bats feeding. And we stood there and all these bats are flying, like swooping down to feed on, I guess, bugs,
like insects, moths, whatever.
And stuff. And so overhead we could just see all these little tiny bats swooping over us. It was pretty cool. I don't think I've seen that before.
I think Bo spent about 90 to 95% of his time on the trampoline, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. Seriously, I was, you know, after that weekend, I was like, man, we need a trampoline. Just kick the kid outside.
Oh, he'll just jump. Go for hours.
Yeah.
Like, you would think it would get tired after half an hour.
We should see if somebody just wants to get rid of one on Kijiji, because people always want to get rid of those things after their kids are too old.
The deal is like, you pick it up, you assemble it. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Trampoline's a good thing to get kids out of your face for a while. Go on the trampoline for an hour.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Call your friends. Get them over. Come over.
Yeah.
So following that weekend, we went to Twin Lakes, which is something we do every year.
Which is by Rocky Mountain House, Alberta. Mm-hmm. It's pretty close to, like, I'd say it's west in the province, kind of closer to the mountains. So you do start to feel the coldness at night there.
That was an issue, but we'll get to that in.
Oh, even in the beginning of August.
Yeah.
Sometimes. We've even had it where we went, because we've been camping to the same location for the past 26 years now.
Yeah.
And there was even snow sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, there's been snow maybe at least twice.
At Coon Lakes, wow.
Yeah. I was looking forward to the meteor shower. I was hoping we could see the meteor shower when we were there, but I think it was the...
Too cloudy or something?
No, it was the night when the day that we left. It was that evening. So
the Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was lots of fun. Again, I've embraced camping. I am, you know, you'll see me modeling in camping catalogs with my camping gear. That's one other thing I like about camping. And this makes me sound awful. But it is an excuse for me to buy an entirely new variety of stuff. Camping gadgets, Rochelle. This world is awesome.
Like what?
Oh, I've seen everything from a little... This is the one of the best, because I was doing a bit of research on this. Little kind of camping stove. So what you do is you stick like a pine cone in it. And you light that pine cone on fire, something which kind of generates a slow heat.
Yeah.
And what it does, this is amazing, your mind will be blown, is this machine takes that heat, turns that heat into energy, which charges your electronic devices.
Oh, of course, it all comes down to electronic devices. You're trying to survive in the wilderness, but instead of thinking about food or water, you're thinking about electronic devices.
Does Uber Eats?
That is not. No, you know what? That is not embracing camping, Eric. That's not.
There's like, you know what?
That's just embrace. That's just falling for bad technical
camping
gadgets.
Camping clothes, outdoorsy clothes. Also a welcome staple in my wardrobe. I love that vest and long sleeve shirt that you got me at Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a very outdoorsy, very rustic.
Eddie Bauer, right?
Eddie Bauer.
Yeah. And, that place always has such good sales at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Or Boxing Day, I think it was. But yeah, so, I do like, I think maybe it's just like when you get older, you just want to have stuff that functions really well, mm-hmm. and camping gear and athletic gear and mountain climbing gear, it just functions really well.
But it can also look really good.
No, I know. It can look really good and it functions really good.
Yeah.
That's the good part, is that they kind of improved the style of it. But yeah, I like it too.
And then we just got back a couple days ago from our third camping trip of the summer, which is cut a little bit short because come September, things kind of get cold in Alberta. Who knew? Winter's coming.
Yeah, well, we knew going out there that it was going to be cold, but we didn't know how our one-year-old baby was going to react to that. And
not well, not well.
No, like listening to a baby screaming when you're in a cabin and you have nowhere else to go and you don't have a kitchen to heat up a bottle for him and you have no idea if he's hot or cold or what's going on. It's kind of just like slow torture to your brain.
So we,
and then he didn't even want to nap because he was getting cold. And then finally we get him in the car on the way home. Finally, then he naps. So camping with a baby in the cold was not ideal. So we just headed home a little bit early, but you know, we stayed one night. It was fun.
Yep. And then, but here's the thing. We got home and, speaking of getting a little bit older, because you mentioned this.
Eric's super old now. Happy birthday to Eric Skilling. Oh, everybody knows your last name.
It's
anyway.
Not like it's a big secret.
September 1st.
September 1st, a year older. I'm kind of still wrapping around my head around this because a big milestone a few years ago was 40, and now I'm a couple of years into that.
Oh, now you're almost 50.
Yeah, it's a man.
No, you're not.
But
you're
not.
You're only almost 50 when you're like 40.
Once you hit 46, then
48, then you can say you're almost 50. But I'm turning 40 next year.
I know. What are we going to do about that?
I am running away with my best friend, and we're going to Vegas.
Sure.
That's what I'm doing. Sorry.
No, if that's
my plan.
If that's what you want to do.
If you want to try and become my best friend, you
can. No, what? If that's I can help.
I'm going to go watch the male strippers every single night, mm-hmm. and drink lots of wine and see lots of live music shows and whatever, and just have fun.
I always recommend Vegas. I think
I'm going to dress like a total whore.
Oh, man.
Because that's what you do there, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? It'll be perfect time to go to because it won't be super hot yet.
Oh, good.
So
I'm not joking, right?
No, I'm not joking. And I'm not. I believe you this, and I think this can happen.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. Because it's a pretty big birthday, I think. I feel like I should do something super awesome, but I also want to do something super awesome with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to do something super awesome for your birthday. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. What was it?
The escape room.
Escape room, yeah. Like, I've never been to one of these things before. But.
Me neither. I'm excited, but I feel like I'm going to be disappointed.
How so?
I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe, you know, I have this, like, idea of what it's going to be like based on the description of, you know, it almost seems like X-Files kind of scenario. Mm-hmm. And then I have a feeling when I get there that it's going to just be like really awfully done.
Oh, yeah. Because
the theme room is not going to live up to my expectations of what I think
it
should
look
like.
I guess you're right. Because, you know, for every really, really good escape room, there's one that's half-assed or quarter-assed, which is like, oh, it's an escape room. People like those are popular right now. Let's just kind of.
Well, and it seems like all of the escape rooms for this one place, and this place is getting the best ratings in Calgary.
Yeah.
So, which is the reason why we chose it, but all the themes are kind of picking on popular culture.
It makes
sense.
You know,
like pirates is one theme, and then kind of like Mario, basically, video game kind of theme.
If you were to design an escape room, what theme would you use?
Oh, I would do something like for the ladies. all of the escape rooms are very male oriented.
Yeah.
What about something like Pride and Prejudice?
How would
period based dramas are huge for women, like Harlequin romances, you know, like, so I don't know how it would work, but maybe like you have to like win the love of Mr. Darcy or something.
But
like
how
that.
Do you do like, but
that would be so awesome.
Okay. With that in mind, you would have what other type of women centric, escape rooms could there be here? Just thinking,
Shopping, some sort of shopping, like kind of like The Price is Right, but with for clothing.
Mm.
Yeah, that would be really would be really fun.
You should design escape rooms, Rochelle. That'd be a fun job.
Yeah, that would be
like
fun.
Like making clues and.
But I don't like dealing with people anymore. So
you don't have to. You just have to set up and let people do their thing.
I know, but then if it doesn't work, then you have to try and figure out why it doesn't work.
It's trial and error.
Anytime, yeah, I know. I don't want to do that.
Well, you did. You tested. you tested on your family members, and go and use them as a test group.
I know. How about this? How about we set up our whole house as an escape room?
Sometimes this house feels like an escape room.
Why?
It's like trying to get out and do anything. It's like getting stuff, kids pooping their pants, freakouts. It's like I just want to leave.
Oh yeah. Well, but you'd leave like. By yourself every day when you go to work. You just get up and go.
That is my escape.
No, but like you can do that. Think about me. Like I am responsible for the children 24/7. So
You know what?
Unless you're at home, and even when you're at home, I still can't do that because I have to check with you and be like, Eric, are you going to be computering or can you watch the kids? And then Eric's like, oh, I guess so.
And Alex, you know, that kind of brings it around to the perfect escape room, motherhood. It's like,
yeah, that's so true. Yeah, like that video game that you showed me where
mom simulator.
Yeah, mom simulator. Oh my goodness. That one was so funny. And the guy was having such a difficult time. And it's like, that totally is motherhood right there.
So like this,
you know, trying to like clean the diapers and then he just runs to the table to like, you know, re-energize himself with food and water
just
and then
throw coffee in his face.
Yeah.
But, this mom escape room, you could like, you know, there'd be clues hidden in dirty diapers.
That's gross though. But the thing is,
it'd be chocolate pudding.
I know, but I don't want to go into that scenario.
You live that scenario.
Exactly. Like, why would I? That's not an escape for me. Like, doing a shopping escape room,
right.
That would be awesome to.
More of a positive.
Something about, like, you know, like trying to, like, find the best deals or, you know, like maybe having. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right.
It needs to be an escape. It can't be real life. That would be like going to an escape room where you have to work, like do your job.
Oh.
Like, why would you want to do that? Why would you pay to do that? You do that every day.
You know
why?
Hey, you laugh at that, but not even an hour ago, you were virtually making pizza for virtual customers. You're pretending.
That's a pizza shop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's so not taking care of kids.
So you're pretending to do work.
Shut up. It's fun.
It was a game. It looked pretty fun. I don't know what that game you were playing, but slicing pizzas into.
You're just fulfilling orders. There's something satisfying about filling orders.
And that hair salon game you played a while back.
Yeah, I know. This is why I tell you that my retirement is going to be working at Wendy's because there's something fulfilling about, you know, you get the order up and you're like, all right, making the sandwiches, making the buns, making the hamburgers or whatever.
Just putting it all together.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of fun.
Kind of sitting back there.
It's just, it doesn't pay good. That's the only thing.
But you know what? Once you're retired,
I think the trick is you have to be a franchise owner. That's how you make the big bucks. Mm-hmm.
That is it. We need to buy Wendy's or something like that.
Yeah, but then we'll get really fat because then we'll probably eat there all the time because we own it. Even working there, when I started working at Wendy's, I was like, okay, I'm not going to eat any of the food here because that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the night, you're like, why am I throwing away all this chicken and... Mm. And when I worked there, they had pitas and chili and stuff. And so you're just like, oh, maybe I'll just eat it.
Well, yeah. Like, I remember like years ago when I was dating somebody who worked at Second Cup, she would often close out the shop.
What, you dated other people?
I know. I'm sorry,
Rushi. Eric, we don't talk about that.
But at the end of the night, she would literally come home with like a garbage bag full of like pastries and breads and stuff that they would probably throw
out. But you didn't live with her.
Pardon?
You didn't live with her, though.
Briefly.
Oh, you did? You told me I was the first girlfriend you lived with.
There's, this is all coming
up. Oh, Eric, seriously? I never lived with a guy before you.
Well, yeah, that was...
You never told me that. You seriously never told me that. You lived with another girl?
For a few months.
Who? Oh, that the one that you told me was... Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't end well. But anyways, yeah. So, like, literally, like, not even 6 months. And then that kind of put me off of living with someone even until you. I was young. I was 20 or 21.
Wow.
So half the man I am right now. Half the years of experience. And I have to say, in retrospect, would not have done that again.
Why?
I would have waited for the right woman.
Yeah, but you don't know.
You know in your heart, Rochelle. You know in your heart.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway.
Is there something else you want to talk about?
Yeah. Rochelle and Bo have been working on a... I came home a couple weeks ago and Rochelle was excited because her and Bo have discovered that they can record on her phone and we're recording a little bit of a show. I don't know what's going to come of this, but anyways, maybe you can tell me a little bit more about this show that you and Bo have come up with. Well,
Bo found a voice recording thing on my phone because he was going on, like, you know how when you're texting, you can just do a voice recording when you're texting, and he kept wanting to do that.
Yeah,
so finally I was like, okay, you can't just do this. Like, let's find a different way for you to do this. And then he started talking, and then he came up with Tip Tap Tip for Kids.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I think we changed the name after a couple.
Skill Talk or something?
Skill Talk, yeah. Because, because he wanted to talk about like how to do stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then also our last name, Skilling.
Yeah.
And mostly what he really wanted to talk about was folding airplanes, paper airplanes.
Okay.
And different versions, different ways to fold paper airplanes, but he just kind of made it up and they didn't really all work.
Okay. But
I don't know if people can even understand what the directions are because I don't know how to talk about folding paper.
Yeah.
So he just really got into it. He just wanted to keep recording.
Yeah.
So
I did. I have a few audio clips here. I'm not they are a bit on the long side.
Did you edit them?
I haven't. They're sitting on, they're not edited, but maybe what I'll do is I'll just play one where he's not screaming into the microphone.
Yeah. It's super cute.
Just for a few seconds. It does go on for a bit, but you can kind of get an idea of maybe the first Tip Tap Tip spinoff show. Who's that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And go. Oh, because I have this down.
Made art in Tip Tap Tip, so you know. And today we're going to talk about Lego. So now you talk about Lego.
Oh, my favorite thing about Lego is the system of Lego. All the blocks that connect to each other. That's the best part. And all the colors.
And I like that they make monster trucks out of Lego. And also, they may have a Lego house.
And my favorite Lego set is the Simpsons Lego sets because I like the characters and I like that the Lego people look like the Simpsons, and I like the hot dogs and the little details like the kitchen with the plates, super cute, and the tiles and just all the details they made in the Lego house to make it look like the Simpsons house but still look like Lego. It's super cool and so colorful.
And my favorite part about this Lego Simpsons house is Homer, because he comes not in other sets we got, come with suitcases. And we're going to be done, so we're going to speed this up. So, you know,
Okay, anyways, so you get the idea. So, should this project be greenlit? Should this be the an official Tip Tap Tip spinoff show? Tip Tap.
I don't know, because we just did it that one day, and then after that, he hasn't really asked to do it again. So, right. he just kept on making episodes. So I think he made like 10 episodes.
A limited edition series, which maybe we.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you want to listen to all of them because.
No.
The last four is just about folding paper airplanes.
Yeah. Which, you know, if is your thing.
And then he's kind of like, didn't really understand that if he's recording into my phone, that you actually have to stand beside the phone. And so he was walking around the whole kitchen and talking. So I don't even know if you can.
It was actually picking up. Yeah. But I think he's getting pretty close where he'll be able to sit in your seat.
Well, what he's doing is he's watching these YouTube videos for kids, and that's where he's getting his ideas of how and what to talk about, because they do toy reviews. So that's the reason why he wanted to do a toy review about Lego. And then we also watched a Lego documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Or Amazon Prime, I can't remember which one, where they designed and built the Lego house.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Lego bricks.
Nice.
So that's the reason why we were talking about Lego.
Okay. I've got some listener feedback. I collect this sent to us via various social media channels. So what I've been doing while Rochelle and I have been on our little summer break, I've been putting up older episodes, and as I've been doing lately on our Instagram channel, Tip Tap Tip Show.
Those little videos.
Yeah, I put little videos around them. So this is a comment, Kevin, via Instagram. This is a video back from episode 5. This is a very, very early episode.
Oh my goodness, wow. That's
so really... this is regarding Rochelle wanting Eric to wear leather shorts. Kevin writes, I'm with Rochelle on this one. So apparently Kevin also wants me to parade around in tight leather short shorts.
Sounds good.
And 10 years later, do you still stand by what you said?
Maybe I'm not so, no, not so into that anymore.
What would be your thing these days? Not leather short shorts?
No.
What?
Well, I don't know. You can't just like.
I'm putting you on the spot, Rochelle.
Do that, Eric. You can't do that. I just like jeans, like just a good pair of jeans.
Nothing
like a good pair of dark Levi jeans is just really nice.
Cutoffs?
No, not cutoffs.
Well, so short that the pockets are hanging out at the bottom?
No, I want you to look like I like manly man stuff now. More manly man stuff.
Oh, okay.
And like little leather cutoff shorts. It's not really sending the right message.
All right.
Of your sexuality.
All right, so it's good to...
I think, because I was... When I was talking about that, that's because I got those Tom of Finland books from Amsterdam, and I thought they were so awesome. And, yeah, but they're very gay, right?
So. that is their thing, you know.
So I'm not attracted to you if you don't look straight.
All right,
fair enough. Yeah, sorry.
All right. So more basic, rugged.
No, just, and I'm not saying rugged. Doesn't need to be rugged. Just, you know.
All right. Maybe you can find a way to articulate it a bit.
Heterosexual male look.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we've also been doing is...
Anyway, I just want to say happy Pride Week. Our Pride Parade. Well, what do you say? Is it Pride Week or is it just the one day?
It's Pride Week, so just say happy Pride.
Happy Pride Week.
Sure. People will get it.
Yeah. In Calgary.
And was it just Calgary or is it the whole world? I feel like
I don't know. I don't really know.
I feel like I should know this. And
I don't.
But
I don't know if it's timed all at the same time in every city.
If it happens to be your week of Pride, happy that to you too.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, because Tip Tap Tip is 10, we have been asking for some listener moments, which we have received a few, also via Instagram, which seems to be a place where people like to comment more these days than sending an email. Sure. Jack writes, hearing That's How You Write a Song from Eurovision, one of his favorite moments. You know the video we're showing.
Yeah, I know. I know that video. That one's really funny.
Yeah. So if anybody, I'll play a few seconds of this just so you can kind of get a sense of Jack's favorite moment. Let me turn it down a bit. Oh, this is the final performance for the video. This song.
It made wonders, maybe disappear. Who knows, just get it down and nothing can go wrong. Go find your rhythm, that's how you write a song. Hey! Enjoy the small things, with time they will get big. Gotta find your mission, a mission to pursue. You know you're gonna tell.
All right. So you get the idea. Like, this is one of the songs from the last Eurovision Song Contest. And apparently one of...
You know what I like about Eurovision is what? That the songs are not just about sex and love.
They're a variety of different topics. They cover the gamut of...
Yeah. When you listen to the radio, you're just like, oh, seriously? Another song about this and another song about this? It's just like, bleh.
So I say this. I was giving this some thought. If Eurovision ever comes to Canada, fingers crossed, if it ever does, they went to Australia, but if it ever comes to Canada.
Yeah, but they'll never come to Canada because nobody airs it here on a network. Mm-hmm. The reason why they went to Australia is because Australia has been airing it on a network in Australia for like the 20 years.
Yeah, okay. This is very wishful thinking on my part.
Well, it will never happen.
Okay, well, if...
Unless CBC says, hey, this stuff is good, and then they buy the rights to it and air it.
Yeah.
Which they should. I don't see why they don't do it.
Do we know CBC people? If anybody knows CBC people, tell them to get in contact with us because we feel that this is a gold mine, a win-win situation for them. So CBC people or people who know CBC people, let them talk to us. We'll make it happen. And when that does happen.
But we're not Eurovision. What are you talking about? Oh, like, what are you saying?
We can present a very good case. We are ambassadors to the country.
What are you offering, though? What are you putting on the table? Are you putting on the table that we will host a TV show or that we'll host a radio show or a talk show about Eurovision Canadians?
I think we should be the hosts of our internal contest, much like Sweden has their own internal contest.
Okay.
To be the...
Are we going to be a judge, too?
Yeah, of course I'd be a judge.
So you just want to be everything for Eurovision for Canada. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah. I want to be that guy.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
When that time comes, I think that...
Sweet dreams.
I am hoping that Jack steps up as a contestant and a performer of Jack's...
All right, what is the other comment that
this one's embarrassing, and I really hate dredging this one up because it makes me look like an idiot, but it is also incredibly funny. This is sent in by Kurt, when you're pranked by that guy trying to buy your laptop.
This was a good moment. And this is my brother.
Oh, yeah. So let me
did a prank on Eric. It was so funny. He totally didn't get
this it. This is painful for me to play. But I do have to drag this up. This is several years ago. I was selling my old Mac laptop on Kijiji, and somehow your brother caught wind of this. And your brother, being your brother, decided, okay,
because he was listening to our podcast.
Oh yeah,
and he heard you talking about it. That's why.
All right, so he decided to pull a prank, and thankfully, he managed to record the whole thing. And
the person that you're talking to is.
Not
my brother. It's his friend. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why you didn't recognize his voice.
And you'll hear me on the other end sounding like a complete dummy.
Sounding diplomatic, Eric.
Oh my goodness! This is. I'm going to take off my headphones for this because this is hard for me to listen to. So let's have a listen.
It's so funny.
Oh.
Hey, I talked to you earlier about that computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just up in the neighborhood. Oh, I think I ran over a rabbit or something. Shit. Sorry, just got a little distracted there, ran over a rabbit. I was just wondering, does that record sound, that computer? And video?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, it records sound. We use it to record sound. It has an audio in.
Okay, because I'm practicing harmonica, and I'm just wondering if it would record the... Like, do you think I would record it?
Yeah, you can plug a mic into that. We've done that before.
Okay.
That's what I was using it for primarily, right?
Oh, great. What were you doing, like...
Yeah.
Okay, for, like, the internet?
Pardon?
For, like, the internet?
No, like, just recording, like, vocals and stuff like that. So, like, you know, if you have a decent mic, I'm sure it'll pick up a harmonica, so...
Oh, okay. Did you have a chance to put any pictures on it?
No, I've just been running around.
Oh, okay. And I stopped by, I don't quite have 300. Would you take, like, 200? You need anything else, like weed or anything like that?
No, can we do 2.5?
2.5? Yeah, I got other stuff too, like lots of, you know, whatever you need. Like, you're not a cop or anything, right?
No. No, I'm cool that way.
Cool that way.
Yeah,
oh, you don't do drugs, so, like, I got other stuff like Percocet, like, I don't know if you got erectile dysfunction or anything, but I got everything.
No, I'm all good.
You good? You can get boners?
Oh, yeah. No problem. I have a kid.
Oh, cool. Oh, you got a kid. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Cool. Can you meet at Safeway right now?
Yeah, give me, I can just head out the door. I'll be down there in, 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm nearby there. I'll call you, when I'm about 5 minutes away.
Sounds good.
All right.
And it's just a Safeway on 16th Avenue Center?
Yeah.
All right, so can we do 2.5?
Yeah, I think so. I got to count. Let me count my money. It's all rolled up, and I'll call you back.
Sounds good.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
Oh. How does he not clue in?
I think that's so funny to hear Sarah in the background saying, "How does he not clue in?" Someone on Kijiji asks you if you're getting boners. I think that you should probably say no.
Oh, I don't know. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That was that is as painful to listen to now as it was when I first got the recordings several years ago. I had to actually take off.
And you actually went to
I went to the Safeway. And I came back and I'm like, they didn't show up. I don't know, man. They seem like they're totally going to buy it. I know. I waited there for like 15 or 20 minutes and nobody showed up. And then coincidentally, I think it was because your brother and all of them were coming into town. I think for some.
I don't know.
Anyways. And then they showed up shortly afterwards and I still didn't flew in. Like, oh my goodness.
I think maybe you just.
Which is why.
You're just not used to being pranked like that. Like, it's never happens to you and you don't have brothers. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't even register in your brain that someone would do that.
So that was, I'm going to put this. This clip is currently on YouTube, and I'm going to format it for Instagram so everybody can listen to this.
And he did this to you. He tried to do this to you again.
Yeah, I was a little bit smarter the second time around.
Well, he said, instead of giving you money, would you trade puppies or something like that? And you were like, wait a minute.
I'm like, hey, wait a minute. This doesn't sound quite right.
Who's going to trade puppies for, I can't remember what you were selling.
And thankfully, Dum Dum Eric smartened up and didn't fall for that one.
Yeah.
But this is also explains why, while I don't deal with Kijiji people on Kijiji via the phone anymore, it's all message.
What is that? How does that make a difference?
Now,
still talk to you.
Well, I guess they can still communicate, but.
Yeah.
Not as fun.
What?
Not as fun as those ridiculous phone calls.
I don't think I ever. Phone someone. Oh, maybe one time I phoned someone.
I think what we should do maybe in the future is if I have a very ridiculous string of conversation with somebody on Kijiji, we'll reenact it using professional voice actors, basically Rochelle and I. Or not.
Okay.
It'd be fun. I have a couple of Craigslist things.
Can I read one thing that I wrote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this is just like, I'm trying to sell this coffee table on Kijiji. And I hate it when people say, hi, I'm interested. Please contact me if this is still available. It's like if it's still up, like, you know, actually type something other than just clicking on the...
It's just like they just hit a button and it fills in that...
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They should actually type something if they want me to respond. Because then what are you supposed to say? You're like, yeah. Anyway, then she's like... I have a little one. If he spills his juice, will it stain? I'm like, it's a coffee table.
Yeah.
And then she said, so I have it priced for 50. She's like, would you consider 30?
Oh, yeah.
Because I told her, oh, the surface needs to be repainted or laminated. Then she's like, if this is going to be a project, then I have to spend on it. I said, how about 40? Then she says, hi there. Wonder if you'd be able to deliver. Please, I don't think it will fit in my car. Like, they just, like, you know, for something that's so cheap, it's like, no, and no, and no. Like, stop wasting my time.
Yeah.
Really. And then to lowball that much, like, some people don't know how to negotiate at all.
I know. Like, my favorite is, my favorite negotiating tactic is I put something up and they'll go, what's the lowest that you go? That's not a good starting point. Let's work towards something if we're going to negotiate, all right?
Yeah.
That's
so dumb. That's the dumbest thing you can say.
But, you know, it does attract a lot of dumb people, Kijiji. So, but here's a couple of Craigslist things, which I found recently. Misconnections, lots of those. And one of which is on the same bus I ride all the time. But it wasn't me. Because, I don't have a plaid shirt. I'll read the first one, and then you'll read the number three one.
Sure.
I'm looking for a midnight-ish rendezvous with a female, then in brackets, not mine. Well, if you are home and alone and had no luck tonight, I'm here for ya. I got something to drink and some good 420 greens to smoke and a drink to be had. And then the bedroom? ? I have a scruffy face that tickles your thighs on my way down. I love eating and fingering a wet.
What?
And
they're putting all of that.
It's all there to make you wort all over the place. And I love, okay, wow, this is just, this is the X-rated version, so cover your ears. And I loved come in your bum. as this don't cause kids, but that's up to you, lol. Okay, well, I guess that's technically right. And I don't mind wearing condoms either. I do drive, but I can host.
Wow.
Well, they certainly...
just the romantic kind of guy you're looking for. Mm. Like, whatever happened to, you know, I don't know.
I like walks on the beach and good conversation. Yeah, like, and
just taking it one step at a time. He's just jumping right in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, cute guy on number 3.
All right. So I saw Calgary. This. I'm like, oh, so that, maybe that's me.
That is your bus.
That's the bus I take to and from work every
goes
day.
Goes downtown. You were looking super cute in a plaid shirt with blonde hair and super cool headphones. I was looking less cute in a purple shirt with red hair. Really wanted to say hi, but super shy. Then you got off by the retro game shop. Drop me a message.
Something I would do, but...
Drop me a message if you read this and want to connect, I guess.
No, so definitely not me.
That's so funny that she would point out his headphones.
Maybe he's wearing, giant...
I remember one time I got hit on in the grocery store... Because of my headphones.
Well, you think it was probably something that can be used as a first step for a conversation. It's like, oh, nice headphones.
Oh, yeah. That was my pickup tactic when I was single.
Headphones?
No, you just look at something that you like about the person, like something that they're wearing or whatever, and then you compliment them. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you seem nice because you just threw them a compliment.
Oh, you complimented me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did I do that with you? Oh, I did.
What did you compliment on?
My hair. Yeah, because you had it flat ironed.
That's right.
Yeah. See, and then after that, you got me a drink.
I did get you a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
I don't know if you paid for it, though. I don't remember.
I probably did.
I think Joel probably did.
Thanks, Joel.
But yeah, like it's a good pickup tactic because... immediately the person's going to like you because you're complimenting something about them and they've made that purchase about what they're wearing or what they have. So it usually works.
That's true.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to talk about. This is an interesting story.
Unlike that guy who's just like, I want to come in your butt because I don't make babies. Well, that's not a pickup tactic.
That is not,
it's not a pickup tactic. It's awful.
It's awful. Is this something you want to talk about, Rochelle? These things.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I just don't really understand them.
All right.
I don't really know what is going on with these pearl parties. These videos would come up on Facebook after watching other videos, and all of a sudden these pearl party things. And I was just like, what? Am I seeing this right? Like these people are actually measuring these little pearls and like...
They measure them like for the size? Like
for the size. Yeah. And then...
Like, here's a number
they
one.
They play like spin games like in order to get different packages. And it depends who's... I think it's just regular people out of their home hosting these things. So some people, they're really good at hosting them and other people are really bad and kind of boring. And they just, I think what fascinates me about them is that, it's the same with the makeup, the people who are putting makeup on and trying to sell it is that they're recording themselves, looking at themselves and then also reading.
They're following the chat. Yeah.
At the same time, they're doing all these three things all at the same time. And
like, oh, thanks, so and so in the chat. Here's a da 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 da.
They'll just be like staring at the computer, like, you know, reading the chat, and you're watching this. It's so weird.
But at the same time, we used to do that when we did our shows live. We had a little chat room.
Yeah, but all that we were doing was doing a chat room and, okay, and talking.
Oh, just responding.
These people are, you know, they're cracking open these oysters, getting these pearl things out, doing the spin games, sending off packages to these, you know what I mean? They're doing so many different things as well as recording themselves and reading the chat, mm-hmm, that it, sometimes you're just kind of like, this is kind of boring because I'm just watching this person reading this thing.
And these things go on for 2 hours.
Yeah. And there's so many pauses and stuff. It's not like watching actual TV.
Yeah.
But it's also intriguing because you're like, oh, what's going to happen?
You really do get sucked in.
And you get sucked into like the little games that they play and stuff. Mm. I don't know. It's so weird.
Here's a clip I found about hosting your own Pearl Party. This is from a while ago, so it doesn't necessarily reference the online aspect of it, but you get the idea.
Sometimes you just need a night out with the girls, but if you're ready to shake up your average jewelry party, we've got just the thing. Joining me this morning from Vantel Pearls is President Joan Hartel and demonstrator Carol Frollo. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. First of all, I have to say I love these necklaces that I'm wearing here. And it's funny because, you know, when we think of pearls, we think of the necklaces and everything like that, but we don't really think about usually the process of where these pearls come from. And of course, they come from oysters. And tell me a little bit about how you got involved with, you know, going from, I mean, you don't just come in with the jewelry. You go from the oysters all the way to the process of having these beautiful pearls cultivated and then setting them in jewelry.
Absolutely. Picture this. At your dining room table, you have some close friends with you, mm-hmm, and there's an oyster bowl right in the middle.
Like this.
And you get to choose the first oyster absolutely for free.
And I actually picked this one.
And I'll open it for you.
Yes, please.
Your demonstrator opens it for you. And inside, you're guaranteed to find at least one pearl. It might be a white pearl, a pink pearl, a blue pearl, or even a rare black pearl. And they're very easy to open.
And let's see inside.
What is that?
Oh, nestled in is a black pearl.
Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, that's stunning.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's the most rare.
That's amazing.
You're the most, that's the most.
Okay, so the question is, after they've opened up these pearls, what do they do with the oysters? Do they just throw them in the garbage?
I don't think they're edible ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Now, how does it become that color as opposed to a different color?
That's a mystery. The black pearls are a mystery.
Oh, I like that.
They're that color.
An enigma. So now, what's next? So you've selected your oyster. Do you get to eat the oyster?
Once you open up your oyster and find your pearl, then you can select from a variety of jewelry. And we have sterling silver, vermeil, all fine jewelry, no costume, no fashion jewelry. And our boutique choices are gorgeous. Why? Because they're non-oyster opening, but as you can see, the selection is fabulous.
Oh, it's
fabulous.
Gorgeous. You know, Carrie, as a single mom, you've been able to actually start this business, raise 4 kids on this business, and it really...
Rochelle, I know where your career is going to be headed.
No, please, no.
Pearl parties.
That would be torture. No, thank you. No, I can't do it.
I think your pearl parties would be the best. You would attract...
Eric, I'm not doing it. It's not my thing.
Oh,
I do not like shiny jewelry, and I do not like some of these little things that they have, like to hold just a single pearl. They're hideous. They're absolutely hideous. I hate this.
I'm turning this into a pearl party studio.
No,
starting today.
No.
So I'm gonna have like banners and balloons, and like.
I know what I'm gonna sell. I'm gonna sell vibrators.
That come out of oysters. Oh, look.
Vibrators like
a rabbit out of this slimy oyster.
Exactly. Yeah. We just get a shiny purple one.
This is not like your typical jewelry party. You know, sometimes we get invited to jewelry parties and you think, oh, you feel like you're going to be pressured to buy some. But this is an experience of looking at this gorgeous jewelry and going through this whole process of starting with the oysters.
It's been an amazing experience. Being a single parent has been, you know, difficult, yeah. But Vantel Pearls have been able to give me a great opportunity, thanks to Joan and the company.
And a fun night for the girls, too.
It's wonderful. They have a great time. It's exciting. They love opening up the oysters, and they love being able to set their jewelry.
Well,
the beautiful pieces.
It was a lot of fun for me, and really just a cool idea. Thanks for being here, ladies. And you at home can enter to win a piece of jewelry from Vantel Pearls. All you have to do is head over to foxprovidence.com for the information. So to come this morning.
Okay. So
So that doesn't really talk about the whole marketing scheme on Instagram, which I think is actually
it was
pretty brilliant. Like
it
the
was
whole.
Actually, it was really difficult
Instagram.
To even find that clip because you type in pearl parties on say YouTube or whatever, and all that comes up are the pearl parties themselves. Nothing really talking about what they are. So this clip is outdated because it's not talking about the online aspect of it, but it is a bonkers world. It's also...
It's kind of just, I think it's just like the modern updated version of the shopping channel.
Yeah.
People are not watching TV channels anymore, so they put
people
it
are on.
On
Facebook all the time, so they want to do this.
Especially stay-at-home moms.
It's a gold miner show. I think you should be hosting pearl parties.
I'd rather do the makeup parties.
Or the makeup parties.
Yeah. But, it's just not interested in that stuff.
Well, how are you going to make your millions? How am I going to retire?
I know. How about I'm going to blow these women out of the water. I'm going to have nude male dancing parties.
Will Facebook allow you to do that?
Tasteful nude male dancing parties.
What does that mean, tasteful? Like,
you know, like not just zooming in on the package.
Okay.
Tasteful as in
artfully,
like,
artful nudes?
Yeah.
In a variety. Yeah. Very romantic.
Basically just like take like the Harlequin romance cover, but like in real life.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so you got
the cowboy.
So there's gonna be at least need.
And he's like chopping wood. Sweaty.
We'll need a wind machine of some sort.
Definitely a wind machine. Because some probably Patrick Swayze sort of dirty dancing kind of guy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. What other kind of guy? Burt Reynolds, you know, the hairy man, hairy dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not enough hairy dudes on TV.
On TV.
And in movies and stuff. They're just hairy.
Not enough. Hairy enough?
No, I don't think so.
They need more hair?
They're too coiffed.
they shave their chests or they're just not a lot of tufts.
Yeah.
Did something happen genetically between the 1970s and today where men are predisposed to not grow as much?
No, it was just like, you know, it's the same with, it's just what Hollywood thinks is what people want. Those people become famous.
I've been seriously, like, no word of a joke, debating growing a mustache. Again, I'm not, like, for real.
Yeah, I think you should.
Like a nice, like, not like a dirt pervert mustache, but like a nice...
No, I think you should do a dirt pervert mustache.
No, well, I'm not 13. But like a nice, like a mustache.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I'll give it a shot. We'll see how that goes. that's what happens when
you know what? That would happen in like a day.
I that is my talent. And
would confuse our children, I think.
Maybe it's because I'm getting older and what?
Now you're going to want to buy a sports car too, right?
Not maybe a sports car, but there are a lot of other things that I might be wanting to buy.
Let me guess. What? It has some sort of electronic device, right?
I'm going to come up. I'll draw up my midlife crisis shopping list, and I'll present.
Okay.
It
how
to
about
you.
This? So if you do that, then you have to sell your banjo.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you never play it.
I know. So. I don't play it enough. You're right. I need to play that more.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. You just, like, you never play it, and it's worth a lot of money. You could sell it on Kijiji.
Mm, it's true. Then have to deal with weirdos who buy it for $2 and want it delivered to Red Deer.
Yeah, and then you just ignore them.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, let's talk about that later.
Okay, sounds good.
And let's go have some lunch.
Perfect. Well, you've been listening to the Tip Tap Tip Summer Recap 2018 edition. Thanks for popping by, stopping by.
And thank you for all of the two people that told us about their favorite part in an episode of Tip Tap Tip.
You know,
Eric, I have to tell you, it's been awesome doing this show with you for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes I don't feel like it.
Okay. But I will, like, as promised, I will put up that clip I played earlier because there's a video to go along with it.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
As painful.
On Instagram, right?
Yeah, on Instagram. As painful as that's going to be, it will go up.
Oof. You know what? You're a bigger man because you can look at things that you've done and just laugh at it. Mm-hmm.
You can help Tip Tap Tip grow. If you like the show, please give us a rating on iTunes. That helps. Visit our website, tiptaptip.com. And also, Rochelle is on Instagram, Rochelle Skilling Art, where she's posting a variety of drawings and paintings and other things.
Yes. And you know what? We are serious about our pitch for Eurovision Canada. Mm. Let's do something. Let's bring it here. Because Eurovision is so fun, and I hate it that we can't watch it
without jumping through a number of weird hoops.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. So I have to say about that.
You can follow...
That's what happens when you watch Forrest Gump. You start quoting from it.
You did watch that the other day, didn't you? It was actually pretty good.
It's a cute movie, yeah.
Follow Tip Tap Tip on Instagram. We are at Tip Tap Tip Show. Also on YouTube and Facebook, etc. Anything you want to say before we go upstairs and...
I just said everything. You're just making this a lot longer than necessary.
Okay.
You're just babbling.
Let's have lunch.
Is that what happens when you turn 43? You lose your brain?
Basically. It's pudding up there.
Scrambled.
Scrambled eggs up there. All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
We will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Oh.